Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Not all surveys are conducted over the telephone in the middle of your dinner hour. Baseline surveys conducted by wildlife biologists take place at wildlife management areas over time.
We conduct baseline inventories and surveys on the wildlife management areas, first of all, so that we can understand and have a catalog of the different types of vegetation that grow there, the different types of animals that grow there, and what the habitat are that help support those animals.
Dennis Gissel is a facilities coordinator for the state's 50 wildlife management areas, or WMAs.
After we do the baseline inventory, we do regular follow-up monitoring of those populations to determine how they're doing and compare that with habitat conditions and what we can do to help make it better.
After the data is collected and analyzed, management recommendations for the WMAs are established and implemented. This type of active stewardship may include hunting to improve conditions.
Hunting provides a valuable tool in terms of population control for different wildlife species. Various game species can produce to the extent that their populations exceed the capacity of the habitat to support them, and so that's why hunting is an important management component.
That's our show, funded by the Wildlife Restoration Program, helping to fund the operation and management of more than 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.